This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
I wonder if we should redo the intro so that the big voice announcer says, with Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison. Because without Michael, where are we? Without you.
I'm an unofficial member of this team. I just happen to show up a lot.
Right. With regularity, you're here.
I mean, but it's true. You know, I was never officially hired or even invited. I just pop in and you seem to accommodate me. You give me coffee. Yeah. You say, come in. It's nice.
Come on to my house. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
This is more dealy for you, right? That'll date us. Okay, we're into the top 10 stories of the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of October 17th to the 21st. So there's a story list. There's a people list. Michael, let's go.
Here they are. Let's do it. These are interesting. At number 10, abortion and LGBTQ are tied. So it's kind of sort of civil rights stuff. At number 9, media and talk radio are tied. At number 8, big tech and yay and parlor are tied.
Yay!
Is he officially yay or is he?
No.
He's still Kanye. Kanye West.
Kanye, unless you ask Barack Obama, and then he's a jackass. According to Barack Obama.
Okay. At number 7, we have crime. At number 6, we have British politics, and it's been actually heating up as the week went on. If we were to do it now, it would be up in the top 3. At number 5, COVID and health. At number 4, Trump's legal issues, and that just drones on like background noise. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs, which includes China, Iran, North Korea. Number 2, the economy, which is something that severely hurt Elizabeth Truss in Great Britain and threatens all kinds of leaderships around the Western world, even the Eastern world. And number 1, politics and midterms. So that's your top 10 stories or story groups. The people on the survey, Elon Musk at 10, yay, at 9, Liz Truss at 8, as she'd be higher if it were taken for the last 2 days. At number 7, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Jerome Powell at 6, Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance at 5, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams at 4, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker at 3. All those hot races, there are more. Donald Trump is at 2 and Joe Biden is at 1. It's kind of a sloshy photograph, if you will, a snapshot of the week's activities.
Mm-hmm. So what is of the list of stories, what do you think, Michael Harrison, is the most outrageous of any or all of these? If you take them apart,
outrageous, bit by bit.
Yes.
How do I define outrageous? I mean, the threat of nuclear war, which hangs in the air because of Russia and Ukraine, is outrageous. The fact that we have a former president who has a list of legal issues from one end of the spectrum to the other, and is still a major contender for being president, is outrageous. The fact that we have the kind of crime that exists in our cities is outrageous. I don't know. I mean, they're all outrageous in their own ways.
I'm looking at... The reason I brought this up is because I have, over the last 24 hours, for some reason, you know, you go down a path when I'm preparing to do my radio programs, the gigs, the various gigs that I have, I do different kinds of research. So for some reason, I tripped upon a story regarding the impeachment of Donald Trump. And one of the reasons that the one talk host gave for wanting to impeach him was the outrageous things that he says when he gives his speeches. And
that comes under the category of, I like his policies, but I don't like his rhetoric.
Yeah. Well, I think
how many times have you heard that?
Yeah, I've said that 100 times. I've said it once. I actually think his policies are much more, they're much more, if plausible is the right word, acceptable. But the guy's a jackass. He's like, he's always into something, and he spoils it for himself. And somebody put it much more cogently than that in a conversation I had on the air this week. And I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage of the of what this guy said about Trump. But it was it really captured in my mind at the moment the spirit of what I think many of us think about him.
I think the major problem with Donald Trump, aside from his rhetoric, which doesn't bother me because I live in a world of shock jocks and talk radio, so it takes a lot to surprise me. The thing about Donald Trump that I think is his biggest weakness, aside from maybe a severe case of dishonesty, is his divisiveness. Mm-hmm. I don't think a president should be divisive. I think it's important that a president be the point where he brings Americans together.
Right.
I think divisiveness in our country is a very dangerous thing, and that's my main criticism of Donald Trump. And the interesting thing about him is, you know, I said his dishonesty. One of the funny things about his rhetoric is that he is extremely dishonest. But he's also extremely honest. he says sometimes things that are really true, but maybe a president shouldn't be saying them. And then mixed in with that are a series of really blatant untruths. That's part of the complexity of that guy we call Donald Trump.
Well, but look at how it's spilled over into, other political realities. Carrie Lake, who's running for governor in Arizona, says if she doesn't win, it'll be because the election is fraudulent.
Yeah, it's a great technique,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah, now, so who's going to believe what goes on? I think J.D. Vance in Ohio this week, you have him on the list, number five. The things these two guys, he and Tim Ryan, back and forth, they aren't talking about issues. They're just throwing mud at each other. It's a waste of time and energy.
Well, you know, every election they say that it is the dirtiest and election of all time.
Yeah.
And this one is.
Yeah.
This one is the dirtiest. Nobody's talking issues. They're talking about what devils their opponents are. I mean, how could it possibly be that in every race, both people are demons?
Awful.
Are criminals.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was just, Tucker Carlson came up with some boneheaded thing this week, and everybody's taking shots at him. And I thought that that's one of the reasons you put it number nine, the media in general. Talk radio, talk television. And
now, talk radio was in the media because of what happened on CBS Sunday morning last week. They did a hit piece on conservative talk radio that was just outrageous. There's an outrageous story for you.
Well, but you see, why
so
is that
talk radio
different?
Talked about it, you know?
Right. So the whole business, this is so obvious what they're doing. I did a thing on the New York Times this week, because there was something in the New York Times that was so offensive, and now I'm blanking on what I said, but it annoyed the ever-living you-know-what out of me, because it was
the story about Salem, the story about conservative talk radio and Salem broadcasting, was that it?
No, that wasn't it, but that's another one. Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about, there are, the Salem is a company that does conservative, sort of Christian-leaning music and talk programming, and there's a lot of attention from time to time on this. Why is it that we need to have contemporary Christian on the radio? I would say that there is a question that ought to go with, why are we allowing foreign broadcasters in their own tongue to be broadcasting in America? Is that, what's the harm that comes out of Christian talk or Christian music? I don't know. Is there a harm that comes out of that? I think there's a real harm in the Chinese government providing who knows what, because you don't translate it. The Koreans have shows, you know that. And stations that they take over, the Spanish broadcasters. who knows what they're saying, other than the people that speak their language. And is that good? Well, you know, everybody's got something to say, and a lot of people who don't like Christian right-wing stuff say, we shouldn't have them on the radio. Well, why? Shouldn't you have them on the radio? And maybe, is that the same question we'd ask about the Chinese or the North Koreans, not North Koreans, but South Koreans, or anybody programming stuff in languages that we don't normally speak or understand in our country? What's the story? What do
you
think?
Well, obviously, we do speak these languages in our country, and who the hell are we? Who are you talking about, we?
I'm talking about what is said that is, I had some translation done once on a Spanish program that was coming out of Tijuana, and the stuff they were saying was not, it wasn't ludicrous, it was anti-government stuff that we wouldn't allow someone in English to get away with.
Are you sure we wouldn't allow that in English?
Well,
that's stuff in English
days.
That's pretty anti-government.
Well, maybe anti, there are things that we allow today and things that we don't. You and I were talking about that last week, I think, how much more difficult it is to be, didn't somebody get fired last week for saying something that seemed mild? I mean, that every week we come across some talk
sure
host.
I'm not sure if that was me.
I don't know, but
I hear what you're saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate with you.
I know you
because
are.
There are people listening who are saying, Doug, you sound like a white supremacist or a racist or a xenophobe.
Right. Yep.
And I'm sort of protecting you by giving you a chance to answer those criticisms of what you're saying, which I know exist out there because I know the issues.
This is not me saying it's stuff that's being said by others. Now I'm the bad guy because I'm the messenger.
I don't know. I'm trying to determine where the fine line between you being the messenger and you being the origin of the thought. That's all. These are very tricky issues.
Yep, they are.
And they are the things that people think about and talk about. But
that's good. All right, let's talk more about that Talk Radio hit piece as we continue our 18 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service, on your side to inspire you perhaps to think about things in different ways. There is a book called Instructions for Living a Life, and it's a very short book. It has 3 sentences in it. Pay attention, be astonished, and talk about it.
Which I think is...
I love these these lists of things, you know.
Yeah.
The three things you should not eat, you know.
Right. Yeah, right. Everything is
simple.
Gluten. Yeah, right. That's, well, actually, everything could be simple, except that we seem to let it get complicated for whatever the reason. The news media... the new social media, all that stuff, pretty much complicates things. Life was so simple when we didn't know anything. All these things were going on. We just didn't know about it. So to go back to the CBS talk radio piece, the shot that they took, this is so obviously the work of liberals who don't mind masking the world according to liberals. And as you pointed out, we were just talking about this off the air, Ted Koppel was the fill-in host for Jane Pauley. He has never liked talk radio because he's extraordinarily liberal, and he doesn't have enough to listen to that suits him, so everything else is bad.
Well, he sees liberal. He sees liberal as being the center and conservative as being off to the right. He doesn't understand that liberal and conservative are both legitimate positions on the spectrum of American public opinion, and that there is a center. And he's left of center. He thinks he is the center. He believes that he is the center. So when I introduced on this, I spoke 2.5 hours, and they used less than a minute. I don't remember.
They interviewed for two and a half. You for two and a half.
They interviewed me for 2.5 hours, and it was sort of like the way that detectives interview suspects in Law and Order. You know, they just keep coming at them and coming at them until they get them to say something.
What they want them to say, right?
What they want them to say. You know, I know my stuff about this medium. And come on, Everybody that you talk to will basically agree that I'm about as even-handed between the left and the right as possible. I defend yeah. both when they're attacked, and I attack both when they're crazy. I mean, that's what I do, and that's why I'm able to do, you know, what I do for so long. I'm not trying to praise myself, but the point is I'm not some guy that wrote a book and claims to be an expert. I've been doing this for years. So they came to me to be one of the people they interview based on the premise that there's division in America, division between the genders, between the demographics, the ages, between the haves and the have-nots, between ethnicities, and that talk radio is a problem because talk radio is exclusively conservative, exclusively outrageous and you know, radical, and exclusively untrue and causing problems. And I tried to explain, and that these companies that own talk radio stations are making millions of dollars feeding this BS to the public. And I tried to systematically explain to them that, yeah, there are radicals in talk radio, and some of them are lying, but there are also people on all ends of the spectrum that do that. The companies that own talk radio, I systematically explained to them, are not making millions of dollars. Most of them are facing bankruptcy. And then I even pointed out that talk radio is no longer that influential. Now, here I am, a booster of talk radio, the publisher of a trade publication. My well-being is based on talk radio being considered important, and I'm honestly telling them that it's not as powerful based upon the fact that it's 2022 and there are other conservative platforms out there that talk radio inspired.
All right, so let's talk more about this. This deserves a little more of our time. We're at 28 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little sip of my tea, Michael, and yes, we're back at it here. 34 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the charts listed in the people list at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. So we're talking about this CBS News hit piece. That's what it was. Call it what it is, from my perspective anyway, and I think most people look at it. Although I think sometimes Ted Koppel is arrogant, he's liberal, all the things the folks on talk radio hate. And I don't even like that word, but that's what it is. So this is a definitive example of what is going on in our country. Is it right or is it wrong? Somebody tells you in a position of influence that what you think and what you're liking on the radio is wrong, and that you're kind of an idiot for liking it. That sounds pretty arrogant to me. And so, and you being on the show gives us a little insight into what's really what went on behind the scenes, and that's kind of what I wanted to continue to discuss with you. This Sunday morning show, for those of you who are just joining us, the show started with Koppel. I just found the first line from the show. Koppel was the fill-in host. He starts with, quote, "Tens of millions of Americans get their political marching orders on the radio." Now, how insulting is that? How divisive, you know, thinking about it, who listens to just... You know, you're a bad guy, you're poor, you're uneducated, and you're stupid. That's basically
And he doesn't realize he's doing marching order, political marching orders.
Yeah,
it's based upon his premise that he owns the truth. So, and I kept trying to say to them, none of this got on the radio, on the show, that conservative talk radio does not dominate radio in terms of politics, that public radio is just as big, if not bigger,
Yeah, and it's liberal.
Than conservative.
Did that ever even come up? Did that hit the air?
It's moderate to liberal. And the guy said to me when we weren't videoing, because they would stop and they were trying to wrestle with me because they couldn't get. They were even trying to convince me say something to fit our narrative. I go, no, tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know. And I said to them, public radio is radio. Conservative radio is one end of the spectrum. It's all talk radio. It's the same dial. And so they said to me, well, Ted Koppel doesn't think that. This is off the record. This was not on. They weren't even videoing this. I'm sharing inside stuff for the listeners because that's what I'm here to do. And they said, well, Ted Koppel doesn't see it that way. How does he see it? He says it's apples and oranges. You mean apples and oranges? Public radio and conservative talk radio?
Nonsense.
Apples and oranges? How are they apples and oranges, asked I. And they said, well, because he says public radio tells the truth.
Oh,
conservative radio lies.
Of course. Right. They both lie.
I looked at them, and I said, well, tell your boss he's an a-hole, and that he's biased.
You did tell him you said that?
Oh, yeah. It didn't go in the air, but I said that. Yes! I mean, of course I said it. But how, you know, I can't listen to crap like that with the knowledge I have and let it slide.
No.
Are you kidding me?
You can't. You can't. So, Koppel and his arrogance, and Axelrod sounds like, I don't remember knowing
Axelrod's
him.
Axelrod's a nice guy. He was just doing his job.
He's not related to David Axelrod, though, who's the Democratic strategist, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been at this for 35 years or so. That's how long I've been at it. I actually started as a more political host than I am now because it was comfortable for me.
Yeah,
right.
You're still political. You just don't.
I know I am, but not as much. Yeah.
Actually, let's not go off. We'll save it for another time.
No, go ahead.
Let me put this in the. Right. I bet you if we sat down and actually measured it statistically, you talk more about politics today than you did back in the day when radio had a political overtone, but it was varietal and all kinds of human interest stories were discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't targeted on formats that exist to please certain political ideologies in an audience.
All right. There's a reference in here to Brian Rosenwald, who wrote a book a couple of years ago on talk radio. I don't remember the book. Do you?
I remember the book because he interviewed me for hours for it.
And how much of that made it into the book?
Yeah, well, Brian is a nice fellow who's he's an academic. And he wrote a book, basically the premise of which that Rush Limbaugh came along, started conservative talk radio after the Fairness Doctrine was repealed. And it has taken over the Republican Party and greatly influenced American politics for the worse. That it's a bad thing. That's his premise.
Well,
he's
trying
a self-appointed expert.
Right. They're all trying to convince those who are viewing and those who will listen to their point of view that we in talk radio, a general sort of a point your finger at everybody move, have divided America. It's the fault of talk radio, right? It's not the fault of what goes on CNN, on PBS, but because that's great. That stuff is exactly what we want people to hear. And I listen sometimes disgustedly to some of the stuff that I hear on maybe this points to my own political philosophy. I find
yes, it does.
I like, okay, it's okay. I like listening to PBS when I'm actually learning something and not having somebody tell me that this is how I should think.
Okay, when you say PBS, that's television.
Right, NPR. NPR.
I just want to be clear. And I also want to be clear that NPR does not equate to public radio. NPR is just one source of public radio. There are many
other.
There's
public radio.
NPR is like Kleenex and tissues, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But my position is I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I support all of them. But when I support the conservatives' right to be on the radio, I get called a conservative. And I say, I'm not. I'm just supporting their right. And I made a statement on the show saying, you know, it'd be great for talk radio, it'd be great for America, great for the First Amendment if there were more liberals on commercial talk radio.
Why didn't it work? That question always comes up. So what's the matter with liberals?
And I've been accused now of revealing my politics. BS! That's not my politics. It's my view as a programmer and a radio broadcaster.
Right.
It's back when I was in music radio, I used to say we should be playing more kinds of music to bring in larger audiences. It's the same. It doesn't mean I like that kind of music, because I support the fact that, say, there should be country music on the radio. Maybe they should even be playing opera. Does that mean I love opera? No. Is there any room anymore in American dialogue and thinking for somebody who just is objectively fair?
No. Nope. There isn't. Nowhere. No place. No how. There may be a few bastions. I'm saying that for dramatical purposes. But the idea that these people think that they know more than you do, I'm just looking at this business about Axelrod and his book, and wrote this other guy books, and more books. And then make mention, as I'm looking at the overview or review of the show itself. Next up was Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, identified as the Bible of talk radio. Harrison said America would be better served if liberal talk radio was as popular as conservative talk radio. Did you say that?
Yes.
They're quoting you.
But I said it in, out of context. I was saying, yeah, of course it'd be great if everything were on the radio. And I said we have a crisis in this country, which was out of context. I said that separately. So it came across like I said the crisis is being caused by the fact that we don't have liberals on talk radio. When I was saying we have a crisis in this country and there's divisiveness, which there is. In other words, they pieced it together in such a way as to make me say something that I did not say, even though you hear me saying it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
isn't context important?
Very.
And isn't that one of the leading forms of dishonesty in broadcasting and in writing? To cherry pick that which fits the scenario, the narrative.
It's edited. It's not the whole story. Right. It's a piece taken out of context.
At the end, Axelrod looks at me. This is toward the end of the interview, and he says, "So Michael, what is the mission of talk radio? To spread light?" And I looked at him and I said, the mission of talk radio is to generate ratings and revenue.
Yes.
And then I said, and that's where they cut it. That was the kicker. The segment ended. But I said one more sentence, which they cut. I said, and isn't that the mission of this show in CBS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of sneering going on. I thought it was interesting, as people continue to talk about Limbaugh, even though he's gone. Jon Stewart's gone as well. He did The Daily Show, very liberal, interesting, entertaining show. But does anybody attack him because of his point of view, other than maybe people in Stephen Colbert? Disgusting. He's not entertaining. He's just annoying. But, you know, they're there sneering. To a point, I think Jimmy Kimmel also.
Well, for a variety of reasons, late night television's ratings have been going consistently down. I don't believe it's just because they're liberal, but they do have more of a political bent than they did during the days of Johnny Carson,
right.
Jay Leno,
yep.
And
you never knew
David Letterman.
What Leno and Carson's politics were. Never. All right, hold on a second. We're going to talk about Michael's interview this week with the number one automotive expert in the country.
No, the number two automotive
number
expert.
Number two, okay. All right. Right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, Talkers Magazine comes up with these two lists, and I like to formally go through the list so that at least once during each hour of the program you have the official list. But you can see it at gooddayshow.com or at Talkers as well every week. At number 10 on the people list is Elon Musk, for fairly obvious reasons. Kanye West is at number 9. Liz Truss, the former prime minister, already saying former after she's only been there for 6 weeks in England, number 8. Vladimir Putin at number 7. Jerome Powell is 6. The various candidates like Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance running in Ohio, they're 5. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams at number 4. Governorship in Georgia. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, also Georgia Senate race there. Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is 1 on the People List this week, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off, that's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Here we go with the story list, the charts from Talkers Magazine. These charts appear both at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. At number 10 this week, the focus still on abortion rights and what's being done on the state level, the national level. Great conversations. I say great with a small g, not a large g. The world of talk radio and talk television, the news media in general, comes up as number 9. Big tech stories, number 8, crime, number 7. What's going on in Britain politically and economically is number 6. COVID, number 5. Mr. Trump and his legal issues, number 4. The Russian-Ukrainian war is number 3. The economy and a lot of activity involving the Fed and banks and the Supreme Court, etc. this week. And at number 1, all the focus on the people running for various elections. The midterms are right around the corner, so politics is number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers. All right, by the way, to sum up this CBS Sunday morning show, conservative radio is bad for America. That's pretty much that whole hour of broadcast time. Wow, he's
90
out.
Minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry Reynolds is a talk host, and he focuses on the automotive industry. You interview him this week in the MH interview. Tell us about that.
I tie it into everything you want to know about when you buy a car, what happens when they go back to see the manager, you know, and they tell you, we can't give you that kind of a discount. But we got more into the impact of the automobile industry on the economy, the chips, the supply chain problems, and things of that nature. It's cars are a very big part of the economy and our sociology. And it was nice to talk about news and, you know, current events from that perspective, as opposed to just partisan politics.
Right. And by the way, this is another thing. You know, it's all dependent on what kind of car you like. I'm a bad guy because I drive cars that use a lot of gas. So politically, I'm a pariah because I drive a car or a pickup truck that uses gas. I shouldn't be doing that. It's bad.
I don't know if that's the case, but Jerry Reynolds says that the electric car boom is going too fast, and he talked about all the pitfalls. He talked about all the pitfalls.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to support it. Anyway, I like cars too. But, you know, so...
Well, I say electric cars.
Do you like electric cars?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying one of the things we discuss is he talks about the pitfalls in the boom about electric vehicles.
Sounds to me like, under your breath, you really like electric cars. You're just not telling us that you like electric cars.
I don't like you're any hiding. Cars. I prefer the power of flight. Okay. I just haven't perfected it yet.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing at 53 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He tries not to let too many people know that we're friends. You know, that's just... No, I'm not really sure. I don't know that guy really. Who is it that you're talking about? Yeah, okay.
Never heard of him.
So Wiseman is a lawyer and a wise man, a college prof, and he's also an expert when it comes to scams. He runs the website, scamicide.com. To wit, I want to, every once in a while, maybe once a month or so, we spend much of our time on these scams. And I saw a couple of them this week that I wanted you to weigh in on, Steve. There's an impersonation scam going on right now. Scammers are targeting account holders at credit unions and banks. And apparently they're getting away with stuff. What's the hole in bank security that allows people to be you when it's not you? How are they doing that?
It's interesting you say that because I'm giving a webinar to a bank in Massachusetts about just this topic as far as their better security. You know, imposter scams are a major problem, and they come people impersonating your bank, impersonating companies that you do business with, like Netflix, impersonating government agencies, most often the IRS and Social Security. But with the banks, what they're you're doing is you get an email or a text message or a phone call that appears to come from your bank. And that can sometimes even be a problem if it's like a bank or a credit card, because you may have a program where you are supposed to be alerted if there's an issue. Mm-hmm. So they create the thought that there's some kind of emergency or problem, and you have to provide your personal information or click in here to provide some follow-up, in which case they get your username and your password. The thing is, whenever you are contacted and asked for personal information, if it's on the phone, a text message, or an email, you can never be sure who really is contacting you. So if you get something like that appears to come from your bank, what you do is you call the bank at a number that you know is accurate, not one in that message, and you'll be able to generally find out that it's a scammer, but they prey on us thinking, oh my God, there's an emergency, and then we end up giving away our credentials, which is one reason why it's always a good idea to have dual-factor authentication. So even if someone gets your password, they're not going to be able to get into your account.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Now, the survey scams that are, there are a number of surveys, people being asked. Some of it is passing as the pollsters that want to know who you're going to vote for. But then there's a lot of stuff that's, again, involving your Social Security number, bank information, that sort of stuff. If people, I just say no. When I'm solicited for a survey, are we coming down to that? We just have to say no because it's too invasive?
Yeah, I got to admit, you know, there are plenty of legitimate surveys, but I'm with you, Doug, and I've been this for a long time. There really isn't any great advantage to me.
Yeah, how's it going to help you? Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I can't necessarily tell what kind of information might be able to be used. And what they do is they create what's called a mosaic. They gather information, and it can be used in a number of ways. Sometimes it can be used to answer security questions that you don't realize, like what concert did you go to, and suddenly they have information that may be available for your security question. Or they use it for phishing text messages or emails, where let's say they find out something you're really interested in, and you get an email or a text message about something having to do with it. Maybe it's a band that you really like, and so you click on it, and you end up downloading malware. So keeping your privacy, the place to protect your privacy, the helping hand is at the end of your own arm.
All right. Now, a quick question about the Supreme Court denying that Wisconsin groups access or wanting to shut down the loan forgiveness program. Is that something that could have been expected?
Yeah, it could have been. You know, this went to the new justice that Trump had appointed, but she followed the law. They didn't have any standing for this. It was the right decision.
Right. All right. There it is. Insight into legalities and scams. That's what Steve Wiseman is all about. He's here to help you out every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on this week's Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.